never once losing her rhythm stirring cheese grits. She spelled out her plan involving a dull hatchet and a Phillips head screwdriver on her latest project. A thigh-sized dogwood, dead and severely leaning over the deck, needed to be converted into a table. The screwdriver, MacGyvered into a gouging tool, would complement the hatchet for bludgeoning. She was itching to employ them both, for between the two, she hoped to exfoliate enough crust and dried beetle frass to expose the breast meat of the log, that dreamy, creamy core that slumbered in tight-grained wonder in her mind's eye. A year after my father's death, I sat in Mama's kitchen blowing across a cup of hot tea while she shared her latest plans for table number 83. Or was it 93? No matter, as long as it was a table, for tables had occupied a special place in her psyche for most of her adult life after moving to Daddy's family farm as a 16-year-old bride. In mid-sip, I heard Daddy's melodious cackle blow in from the other side, and I began laughing inwardly with him, our mirth swirling like braided wind. His laughter brought with it a metaphysical changing of the guard as he passed the mantle of Mother's table maker over to me. As a dutiful son, I gladly accepted the honor. The tabletop would be fairly straightforward. The leg configuration was another matter entirely. Sequestered in the shadows of enigma, awaiting clarity as the project unfolded. Mother maintains a lovely affiliation with all things flora. Though her shaded deck is loaded with sun-loving plants, she has a mama's thumb which she wields to somehow beguile them into vibrant health. Her interaction with the forest community is subconsciously filtered through the artist's eye, scanning for any aesthetic anomaly entangled in the gleanings. For 6.5 decades together, she and Daddy lived in sync and copacetic, joined at the hip and well anchored in the natural world. Savoring every sunlit morsel of time in the forest, they'd slip through its narrow corridors, wings extended, palms open to brush a tangle of honeysuckle or moss-draped limb. In the comfort of time-born silence, they'd melt into their own agendas, he in ontological contemplation, content to leave pod and bone in its natural setting, she in unmitigated mystical wonder, drawn by childlike glee to discover and pluck and collect. Firmly rooted in the harsh realities of life and living, his minimalist bones were content with the natural cycles. Though he partnered with the forest for food and fuel and building materials, he rarely memorialized their offerings. Mama, the eternal optimist and consummate collector, heard their cryptic murmurs and responded with a romantic twist. There she would retrieve the half-hidden turtle shell, still joined by stained sutures, rescued the hollow trunk, the hallowed feather, the seed, the leaf, the husk. Yet through the gesture of table, an idiom resplendent with subsets of bench and stool, she would find her voice to perpetuate the legacy of trees, and for that she needed Daddy's help. In his last 2 decades, she kept him hopelessly backlogged with stumps, forks, knots, and limbs from the more interesting trees, brazen enough to up and die on her watch. A tree she'd eyeball for months or years would take a sudden turn for the worst, automatically triggering an alert for her to move seamlessly over the spirit of the tree, welcoming it through the field of tables as the dearly departed self-indexed into the queue. Something else would be triggered as well. Gamesmanship. Daddy, always mindful of the plethora of works in progress under the carport, would diplomatically point out one or more of the numerous defects in the latest tree of her dreams. Instant disqualifiers such as phantom termite incursion, subcutaneous dodginess, brashness, or structural impropriety. She'd counter in silky rebuttal, engulfing such pejoratives like morning fog. Eventually, the inevitable screech of Daddy's underpowered chainsaw would echo through the woods, and yet another pre-table would be stacked under the carport. Strategizing over the leaning dogwood, I began to understand the dualities that were at play, and wonder how the new version will unfold with me as surrogate hacker chopper. There are some very interesting anomalies in the remaining trove, and I'd like to tell you more about them. But I have the small axe to grind with my mama.